Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is cool and calm. Tel Aviv is experiencing a slight breeze, while Jerusalem remains clear. Haifa is enjoying a mild temperature, making it a pleasant night for those still out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Israel's diaspora minister called Turkish President Erdogan a grotesque hybrid of Hitler and Sinwar. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar also accused Turkey's foreign minister of a clear call for genocide, according to JTA. Also earlier today, a new report accuses Iran of targeting civilians as a tactic of war. The report calls for accountability of senior leaders in the IRGC, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, Israel's government took a significant step toward authoritarianism. For the first time, it rejected a binding ruling of the Supreme Court. Forward reports. Separately, dozens have been killed in the deadliest clash between Houthis and Yemeni forces since last year. This escalation threatens the fragile truce, I-24 News reports. And finally, from earlier today, the BBC reports that the United Nations is urging restraint in Lebanon after recent clashes at the border. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, wrote just minutes ago that Rahm Emanuel will deliver a speech in Israel this week. He plans to criticize Prime Minister Netanyahu and the policy on the two-state solution. Batya Ungar Sargon, a journalist, noted earlier today the political tensions surrounding this visit. Carmel Malamed, a journalist specializing in Middle Eastern affairs, shared a story from earlier today about a pregnant Jewish woman executed by the Iranian regime. He emphasized the ongoing crimes against the Jewish community. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the sharp remarks from Israel's diaspora minister. In a statement covered by JTA, the minister compared Turkish President Erdogan to historical figures notorious for their violence. This comes amid strained relations between Israel and Turkey. The tension highlights growing diplomatic challenges for both nations. Turning to Iran's alleged war tactics, the Jerusalem Post details a report accusing Iran of deliberately targeting civilians through missile campaigns. Advocate Uri Morad argues for legal action against Iranian leaders. The report seeks to increase international pressure on Iran, potentially affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, Israel's recent rejection of a Supreme Court ruling marks a pivotal moment in its political history. According to Forward, this unprecedented move raises concerns about the country's democratic framework. The decision could lead to further political division within Israel. In Yemen, the conflict between Houthis and Yemeni forces has escalated dramatically. I-24 News reports that the recent clash has resulted in significant casualties. This violence threatens the truce that has been in place since 2022, risking further instability in the region. Finally, the United Nations is calling for calm in Lebanon after recent border clashes. The BBC highlights the potential for increased tension in an already volatile area. The UN's involvement underscores the international community's concern for maintaining peace. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a class action lawsuit for hundreds of millions has been filed against Carrefour. The lawsuit alleges that the company systematically marketed expired food products, including baby formula. Separately, CTech reports that a teen hairstyling app from the Unistream Entrepreneurship Center in Kinneret has won their 2026 competition. The app aims to boost self-confidence among young users, showcasing innovation among Israel's youth. And finally, Walla Business notes turbulence in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Even defense stocks have turned negative recently, highlighting challenges in the market's first half of the year. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.